In today's Modern Action Army, you'll learn what it takes to be a man. Specialized skills are a major part of today's modern Army training. You can return to civilian life prepared for police work, custodial engineering, or any one of a number of occupational specialties available in today's Army. According to General William Westmoreland, Army Chief of Staff, young man, if you want to get ahead, you have to learn how to clean one first. If you're mechanically minded, you can learn how to operate the sophisticated dismounted drill. Or if your interest leans toward travel, you can go to the mysterious heat where women appreciate a he-man and learn the exotic field strip. If you're tired of the old routine, see your Army recruiter. Your first sergeant will take care of all the details. Army like a $2 whore. Experience. Knowledge. Action. You know what it takes to make a man. If you're good enough to get in. And lucky enough to get out. And no matter which one you join up with, the final result is the same. Why not try today's Modern Action Army? If you've got the guts. And haven't got the $2. Don't be half-safe. Be completely safe. Try the U.S. Army's new jungle cover with the miracle ingredient M16. Other services claim to give you the protection needed for the normal exertions of everyday warfare. But only with jungle cover can you be completely sure. Jungle cover is a specially made roll-on that comes in two colors, light green and loam. Won't wear off as the day wears on. Why not avoid embarrassing detection that could strike at any time? You can buy jungle cover in the regular squad size or in the fast-acting platoon size with the picture of an ambush on the front. From the fashion capital of the world, peace talks with a capital P, the kind you yourself would have designed. There's suave, aristocratic Henry Cabot Lodge. He is the ambassador from the United States. Lovable, colorful Nguyen Cao Ky, known to you as the dashing ex-premier of South Vietnam. And jolly, quick-witted Duan Thuy. He is the man who helped put the ho-ho in war. This is indeed the in style for 1969, utilizing the very finest in tableware chosen after weeks of consultation. Diplomacy with a purpose, stylishly recreating the mood of the glamorous Hundred Years' War. Confident is the word to describe these pace setters, direct to you and only you from Paris, now more than ever the home of fashion and the folly. Now, a great new offer from the U.S. Army, one you can't afford to pass up. Fly Transworld Airways on a fabulous expense-paid trip to the lush life of Southeast Asia. You'll see sights you never dreamed of seeing on a tour which is literally a once-in-a-lifetime experience. While there, you'll be entertained by the big beat sound of Charlie and the Mortar Men, the latest smash hit-and-run sensation. This is the kind of trip you've always wanted to take. But hurry, this offer is limited to the next 600,000 men. And even if you've taken one of our previous tours, you are still eligible to win. Simply send a Claymore line top and your left leg to Tigerland, care of Fort Polk, Louisiana, zip code 71459. You can be the tiger in your own tank. Control yourself. Sure, you've had a hard day. You're tired, run down, nerves on edge. But why take it out on the trainees? What you need is buffer zone,
And now the Army has two special kinds. There's the old, reliable Korean buffer zone. Comes with the same familiar infiltrators and the barbed wire border. Or, if you'd like something a little stronger, now there's Vietnam buffer zone, also known as Vanquish. With Vietnam buffer zone, there's none of that headachey feeling often associated with living. So, if you were tired, run down, nerves on edge, why not try a 1049 for one of the Army's two amazing buffer zones, and be stretched out for a change. In a man-sized world, it takes the right organization to give you a man-sized job. And that organization is today's Action Army. The Army builds men. Strong men. Good men. Men who can stand proud when the time comes to take the initiative. These men know what it's like to really rough it. To prove themselves in one of the vital combat support operations or on the field of combat itself. Sure, the Army's gone modern, but it hasn't forgotten the meaning of the word manhood. You, too, can join the voices of real men as they sing a lusty cadence while they march forcefully out to bivouac, their voices raised to the meaning of manhood, honor, and the outdoors.
Sing around the campfire, join the campfire, girls.
You, too, can reach these heights. By joining today's Action Army, you silly savage.
The following statements were recorded when a civilian correspondent interviewed a shy, unassuming Air Force Phantom jet fighter pilot. The correspondent wouldn't disconcert the pilot, replied. The Wee information officer was on hand at the monitor to make certain that the real Air Force story would be told. The captain was first asked his opinion of the F-4C Phantom.
It's so fucking maneuverable you can fly up your own ass with it.
What the captain means is that he has found the F-4C highly maneuverable at all altitudes, and he considers it an excellent aircraft for all missions assigned.
I suppose, Captain, you've flown a certain number of missions in North Vietnam. What did you think of the stands used by the North Vietnamese?
Why, those bastards couldn't hit a bull in the ass with a bass fiddle. We faked the shit out of them. There's no sweat.
What the captain means is that the surface-to-air missiles around Hanoi pose a serious problem to our air operations and that the pilots have a healthy respect for them.
I suppose, Captain, that you've flown missions to the south. What kind of ordnance do you use, and what kind of targets do you hit?
Well, I'll tell you, mostly we aim at kicking the shit out of Vietnamese villages. And my favorite ordnance is napalm. Man, that stuff just sucks the air out of their friggin' lungs and makes the son of a bitch in fire.
What the captain means is that airstrikes in South Vietnam are often against Viet Cong structures, and all operations are always under the positive control of forward air control, or FAC. The ordnance employed is conventional 500 and 750-pound bombs and 20-millimeter cannon fire.
I suppose you spent an hour in Hong Kong. What were your impressions of the Oriental girls?
Yeah, I went to Hong Kong. As far as those Oriental broads, well, I don't care which way the runway runs, east or west, north or south, a piece of ass is a piece of ass.
What the captain means is that he found the delicately featured Oriental girls fascinating, and he was very impressed with their fine manners and thinks their naivete is most charming.
Tell me, Captain, have you flown any missions other than over North and South Vietnam?
You bet your sweet ass I've flown other missions, other than in North and South. We get fragged nearly every day for those fuckers over there throw everything at you, but the freaking kitchen sink, even the goddamn kids got slingshots.
What the captain means is that he has occasionally been scheduled to fly missions in the extreme western DMZ, and he has a healthy respect for the flak in that area.
I understand that no one in the 12th Tactical Fighter Wing has got a MiG yet. What seems to be the problem?
Well, you screwhead, if you knew anything about what they're talking about, the problem is MiGs. We get fragged by those peckerheads at 7th for those counters in MiG Valley. You can bet your ass we'd get some of them muttered. Those glory hounds at U-Bahn get all those frags while we settle for fighting the friggin' war. Those mothers at U-Bahn are sitting on their fat asses killing MiGs, and we get stuck with bombing the goddamn cabbage patches.
What the captain means is that each element of the 7th Air Force is responsible for doing their assigned job in the air war. Some units are assigned the job of neutralizing enemy airstrengths by hunting out MiGs, and other elements are assigned bombing missions and interdiction of enemy supply routes.
Of all the targets you've hit in Vietnam, which one was the most satisfying?
Oh, shit, it was getting fragged for that friggin' suspected VC vegetable garden. I dropped napalm in the middle of the fucking cabbage, and my wingman splashed it real good with six of those 750-pound mothers and spread the fire all the way to the friggin' beets and carrots.
What the captain means is that the great variety of tactical targets available throughout Vietnam make the F-4C the perfect aircraft to provide flexible response.
What do you consider the most difficult target you've struck in North Vietnam?
The friggin' bridges. I must have dropped 40 tons of bombs on those swaying bamboo mothers, and I ain't hit one of the bastards yet.
What the captain means is that interdicting bridges along enemy supply routes is very important and a quite difficult target. The best way to accomplish this task is to crater the approaches to the bridges.
I noticed in touring the base that you have aluminum matting on the taxiways. Would you care to comment on its effectiveness and usefulness in Vietnam?
You're fucking right, I'd like to make a comment. Most of us pilots are well hung, but shit, you don't know what hung is until you get hung up on one of those friggin' bumps on the goddamn stuff.
What the captain means is that the aluminum matting is quite satisfactory as a temporary expedient, but requires some finesse in taxiing and braking the aircraft.
Did you have an opportunity to meet your wife on leave in Honolulu, and did you enjoy the visit with her?
Yeah, I met my wife in Honolulu. But I forgot to check the calendar, so the whole 5 days were friggin' well combat-proof. A completely dry run.
What the captain means is that it was wonderful to get together with his wife and learn firsthand about the family and how things were at home.
Thank you for your time, Captain.
Screw you. Why don't you bastards print the real story instead of all that crap?
What the captain means is that he enjoyed the opportunity to discuss his tour with you.
One final question. Could you reduce your impression of the war into a simple phrase or a statement, Captain?
You bet your ass I can. It's a fucked up war.
What the captain means is it's a fucked up war.
You're about to hear the actual sounds of your United States Air Force on the job.
Once again proven its worth, as it has in numerous operations throughout Vietnam.